Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture Market Analysis time. Oliver Slope of Blue Line Futures on AgriTalk. Help us figure out Thursday's activity.
Honestly, corn has been remarkably impressive. Even call me crazy, but even on USDA report day, I thought that it held really well. I mean, sure, we were down 14 or 15 cents, but we only took out the prior week's low by 2 or 3 cents. And with a yield increase like that and acres coming in like that, you would have thought that we'd see an acceleration below the prior week's low, and especially into the back half of the week. And we were able to defend those lows the last two sessions. I see that really encouraging. Now, as the low end, you know, I don't know that I'd stick my neck out that far. We still got quite a bit of work to do on the technical landscape, but impressive nonetheless. Beans, I think, you know, coming into this week, I was like, what is the story going to be to really change the narrative on beans? And I didn't know that we'd be able to get one. I think Monday's Tuesday's report does change the narrative on a fundamental and technical basis. Mm-hmm. We set back the major moving averages. There's a cluster of them in the 1020s, the 50, the 100, and the 200, all near 1022 to 1025. We're going to want to see that defended as support going forward. A failure there, and potentially that neutralizes some of this week's bullish technical landscape developments.
Kent Beadle, Paradigm Futures on AgriTalk.
You know, the bear is going to stand here and say, well, the flip side's also true. It could, you know, we could end up with something even higher than 53.6. And if you look at this history, we occasionally get a crop that surprises us to the upside. But, you know, right now, if you look at history, we've never been able to print 52. So right now, there's a fairly optimistic print from the USDA. I don't think it's necessarily unwarranted. But, you know, one of the questions is, are these big, leafy, huge vegetative soybeans going to have the pods? And you know that we sometimes get surprised. with that, and it's all about the type of weather that we get, not from the beginning of August, but really through the middle of September. And we saw what adverse weather can do to yields just 1 year ago. We got hot, we got dry, and we don't know that that's going to happen again. You know, what happens if it's cooler and wetter? Well, you know, guess what? We have heard agronomists talk about areas where sudden death has been a bigger issue. To get a record yield, things need to be really good. And we prove that year in and year out. And again, I'm not going to say that we don't have it or that it can't go up. It can. Yep. But, but we have a really, really tight situation in beans right now. And I don't think the market fully reflects it. Even at $10.30 in November futures like we had today.
Prognosticating corn and beans, how do they trade between now and September 12th, the next report?
I suspect that there may be one more downside kind of push. The thing that I always worry about is, you know, as you get basis contracts off the expiring futures needing to get priced, the market has a tendency to relax into that time frame, which is usually that last week or two of the month. In this case, it's August. So we may have a little bit of that in corn. I do think that we will hold these corn at 385. I do believe that we will spend a little bit of time between 4 and 410. And then with soybeans, I think $10 and probably $10.25 hold. That's the area of a lot of moving average support. And I think that we could see $10.75 on the high side in November.
Thoughts from Kent Beadle, Paradigm Futures on AgriTalk. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Let's get a weather forecast for your weekend.